Don't you wish sometimes that everything could stay the same forever? A perfect moment stretched out for the rest of your life? Why do things always have to change so much anyway? My name is Yumi Ruiz Hirsch, and my grandfather is dying. It feels funny to call him my grandfather, because from the time I could talk, he insisted that I call him Saul. Nobody else I know calls their grandparents by their real names. Saul is Jewish, and my grandmother is Japanese, and she's 25 years younger than him. Her name is Hiroko, and I call her by her first name, too. When I tried calling my mother Sylvia, she refused to answer me. She's Cuban, with a little Guatemalan thrown in, and nobody in her family calls their elders by their first names. Mom says this mix of identities makes me a poster child for the 21st century. Saul turned 92 on August 21st. This was the day the doctors told him he had lymphoma. They said that the cancer was spreading all over his body and that he had maybe 5 or 6 months to live. Saul's reaction was very matter-of-fact. Get me out of here. That's how Saul talks, always fussing and complaining, but he's a softy inside. Saul says he doesn't want chemotherapy or anything else that might make him live longer. Basically, he doesn't want to suffer. He doesn't believe in pointless sacrificing either. So when the doctor told him to cut out his daily steak and cigar, Saul stormed out of his office without saying goodbye. Mom told me about the cancer on my last day of surf camp. After a month of begging, I finally convinced her surfing wasn't too dangerous. She wanted me to take up ballet again, which I'd dropped the year before. If I never see another leotard again, it'd be fine with me. It wasn't the ballet that was so bad, but the girls who took it. They cattily competed over everything, like who starved themselves the most or got the best parts in the annual production of the Nutcracker. For my last role, I was the lead mouse in the Christmas scene. I had to wear this bulky costume and a rubber rodent mask that gave me a heat rash. Any performance is as good as its smallest part, Mom encouraged me. But I didn't believe her. Saul was the only one who was honest about it. Why'd you let them make you a rat? Hiroko tried to shush him, but Saul isn't one to be so easily quieted. Surfing is another world altogether. You're out on the ocean, feeling the power of the waves beneath your board, and it's just you and your thoughts in the big blue sky. I feel so free out there, like a seagull or a dolphin, and I forget all the things that are changing. Like the fact that my mother has a serious boyfriend and that my father is getting more depressed. He and Mom got divorced when I was a year old. Or that it looks like we might have to move. Mom and I live in this great house right on the ocean, but our crazy German landlord keeps raising the rent. Or that I'm about to start eighth grade, and if we move, I'll end up in high school with no friends. Or, most important of all, that Saul is dying. When Mom came to pick me up that last day of surf camp, I was still floating in the sea. I saw her anxiously patrolling the beach and knew something was up. Suddenly, Mom starts waving her arms frantically and screams at the top of her lungs, "Sharks! Sharks!" I wanted to die of embarrassment. Then she screams it in Spanish for the convenience of the bilingual passers-by. "Tiburones! Tiburones!" My mom is a writer and has a highly overactive imagination. What she did see was a pair of dolphins cruising past a second break of waves, but she insisted that their dorsal fins looked identical to sharks. They don't. You'll understand when you have your own child. I won't. I finally had to paddle to shore to calm her down. To make matters worse, the surf instructor asked her to take a farewell photograph of our group. "Cowabunga!" she chirped, snapping the picture. Everybody smirked or rolled their eyes. Afterward, we went out for ice cream. That's when she told me about Saul. My eyes got all teary. How could this be happening? But it was. I asked Mom how my dad was taking it. Well, you can imagine. Dad and Saul aren't exactly close. Dad lives in a rundown loft in Venice with our English bulldog, Millie. He's been composing songs for years but hasn't sold any, so he tunes pianos to pay the rent. Dad plays electric bass with a punk band called Armageddon, and he's the oldest guy by far. Mom says he should write a memoir about being a middle-aged punker, but Dad doesn't find this funny. He doesn't find anything she says very funny lately. Her fourth novel is getting published next year.